May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 233. The sinner that truly believes and trusts in his crucified God, his justification receives, redemption in full through his blood. Though thousands and thousands of foes against him in malice unite, their rage he through Christ can oppose, led forth by the Spirit to fight. Hymn 233.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God in Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapters 5 and 6. I would just say, friends, we had the reading given us, I trust, long before we came to chapel, and not knowing, of course, David's first hymn. Romans chapter 5 and chapter 6. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offence, so also is the free gift. For if through the offence of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is of one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offences unto justification. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless his holy word to us and may help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, Thou great sovereign triune God Jehovah, we venture once more to approach Thee, Lord, O Thou great God, the great God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. O we venture to come pleading the precious name of Thy dear, well-beloved Son. Lord, Thou knowest how we find it recorded in John's Gospel, how Thou didst Thyself speak to Thy disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. O Lord, we trust we do know Thee as such, through grace. And Lord, we beg now that with our friends here we might come before Thee and come together to the footstool of mercy, at the throne of grace. We're sinners here, Lord, gathered here. We know and feel unworthy of the least of Thy notice. But Lord, oh, we beg of Thee, Thou wilt hear us, for we do seek to come pleading the blood that did for sin atone. Lord, as we've been reading those wonderful things of that part of the scripture, Lord, as recorded by Paul the Apostle, his letter to the Romans, Lord, Thou knowest those blessed sacred things he makes clear there by the Spirit. Oh, we do hope, we know our interest in those truths. And Lord, also Thou knowest we've read those solemn things regarding those who do not know Thee in that saving way. And Lord, those who are, Lord, though they may plead, as we know is recorded in part of John's Gospel, they may plead as being Abraham's children, but Lord, where it is solemnly that the fact is they do not know Thee, they are not in Thee, Lord, it does search us as to how we stand. Oh, what we need to know, Lord, is what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We beg, Lord, tonight that Thy dear people here may know this favour to be confirmed in their most holy faith. And even if it could please Thee, Lord, that those things of exercise and prayer in the opening hymn might be known under Thy favour, that Thy dear people may be able to believe, that faith may be active in the Lamb once slain, or that their mind is so favour souls to know by faith they are Jehovah's choice, or to know and be confirmed in their most holy faith. Oh Lord, oh, we would consider and seek and hope to acknowledge that we are in the secret of that we have read. The law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Lord, this is what we want to know and be confirmed in. Oh Lord, we do believe there are those here who can give witness the law entered, the offence might abound, and under conviction of sin, it is make them know solemnly their great need, their solemn state. Nor we trust we can acknowledge with Paul the Apostle, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Lord, I beg Thee, here personally and for Thy people, we might know the favour to be confirmed in these things tonight, to be assured of them, that what we trust we have known is that true reality of gracious experience. Lord, we believe there are those here who do desire to be confirmed in these vital, important matters of their soul's experience. What thou hast done in them and for them, Lord, and where their hope is. And Lord, it might be so thy purpose to confirm them in their most holy faith, oh, that their only hope is in thee, the Lamb of God. Lord, thou knowest how we've acknowledged in prayer in the hymn. Oh, our only hope is in that favour as we plead, that favour that is through the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. We would fall before thee, Lord, humbly trusting in thy cross. Lord, do grant then that help and enabling that each one needs. And may faith be in exercise, faith be strong, Lord, raised to a flame to enable sinners to believe. Lord, increase our faith. Oh, Lord, give us that strong faith we need to believe in thee unto the saving of our souls. Oh, may it be our favour even now to be in the secret of the favour begone unbelief. My Saviour is near. Lord, do come then. May we know it. May we feel it. May we know thy presence, Lord. May we see thy glory so as we have seen thee in the sanctuary. Do come, Lord, and so favour souls, and thus get to thyself honour and glory. We do seek it, we trust, with a single eye for thy glory. Lord, do work here tonight. Do bless souls, feed them, favour them, Lord, and thus get to thyself all the honour and glory. Oh, we do want to be in that favour to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, how much it needs thy grace for this. Oh, it needs thee to come and be the master of assembly. Oh, that we might lose sight of each other, but see thee by faith and hear thy voice. Lord, oh, do come for this. And so bless souls. Something might be done in thy name. Oh, that we might know and be assured we do have eternal life, that gift of God. Oh, that great gift, that amazing gift. Eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Oh, to know thee, Lord. Oh, to know thee like John knew thee. And we know that the Son of God is come. He's given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Do come, Lord, in these blessed ways, and oh, work by the Spirit, dear Holy Spirit. Testify of Christ. The dear deacons pleaded for it, Lord. Thou knowest. We trust we plead together. Oh, dear Holy Spirit, come. Let thy bright beams arise. Lord, oh, we pray. Oh, we beg. That as thou thyself did so clearly state, that the Holy Spirit will send the Holy Spirit in thy name from the Father, he shall not speak of himself. He shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Oh, this is what we need, Lord. We beg we may know it. Oh, we beg we may blessedly feel it and know the favour of the love of God. Oh, the love of Christ. Oh, that love of thine, holy, sacred love, the power of it. Oh, that it might be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Oh, that it might so affect us that the power, the holy, divine power of the love of God might so make us to make returns of love again. For we know it's a holy fire. It's that heavenly heat that sets poor sinners' souls on fire to love thee as they would in return. It's the enabling of grace. It's the power of the Spirit. Lord, we beg, do grant it here tonight. May precious souls know it, feel it. Oh, to know the love of Christ and the patient waiting for him. Lord, bless souls in these ways. We trust, we plead according to thy word, according to thy promises. Lord, thou hast given those promises, exceeding great and precious promises. Oh, Lord, and thou hast made those blessed statements in thy word as recorded in many parts. We think of that wonderful statement that is in that wonderful record in Jeremiah, Lord, and oh, to know it personally. Oh, that souls here tonight may know it personally applied to them. The Lord hath appeared of old unto thee, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Bless souls in such ways tonight, by applying thy word, sealing it by the Spirit. O Lord, bless soul. Feed them, Lord. Strengthen them, build them up. O Lord, bless them. Oh, our heart's desire is that they would bless souls. And Lord, we trust we have it and carry it with a single eye to thy glory. Oh, may we be in it like the psalmist was, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy, for his mercy and his truth's sake. Lord, do so come and work in favour's iron. Oh, Lord, come. And the Lord, thou knowest the friends here who have their trials and afflictions. Oh Lord, oh we do want to know that favour which comes through sanctification. Thy way and purpose is to sanctify thy people by thy word, by thy Spirit, and in the experiences they must pass through. Oh Lord, we do pray that thy people may know the true sanctification of the Spirit. The Lord, thou knowest how we've read this morning, and thou knowest how that we've read tonight is reference to what we read in the second part of the reading this morning in John's Gospel. Lord, oh we do pray that burdened souls who are in the experience of being bound and in bondage and maybe feeling much the prison house experience, they might be set free. May burdened souls, sinners lose their load. Downcast souls rejoice. And Lord, the very vital point of it is that they may know they are Jehovah's choice. Set sinners at liberty, Lord. Set burdened sinners free. Oh, may they know gospel liberty. Lord, thou knowest how personally we look back to that blessed favoured time. We want it renewed. We want to know it again, Lord. But also for our friends and thy dear people, we pray for them that they may know, blessedly know gospel liberty. Oh, that real freeness. That real favour of liberty. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. O Lord, set sinners at liberty. Set burdened sinners free. Loose them, Lord, from the bondage of the law. May they know gospel peace. May they know that holy joy. Paul, we know how he wrote and we've read, Lord, we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to know it. Oh, to personally know it, Lord. So do work and bless souls here tonight. We pray, Lord, for the young people, the children here. You know, we have felt the privilege of speaking to them in the Sabbath school this afternoon. I do beg, Lord, they will use that we trust thou didst give us to bring before them. Do bless them, Lord. Oh, that they might know in their young days the favour of God. To be brought into concern and to be made exercise to know their need, to be brought to know that as they possess a never dying soul, they need to be saved. Oh, do save them, Lord. We beg according to thy will. Do deal with them, do teach them. May they know the importance of seeking the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake their way. Perhaps, Lord, as they think of their school friends. And, Lord, we know there is much going on in this sin-cursed world, and in some families they're not very careful and concerned. And it may be that, Lord, the dear children are here who are brought up carefully, and we believe in the fear of God by those dear parents who are concerned for them. They are in a situation in their homes, a sheltered situation in some respects. But, Lord, when they're with their fellow class members of in the school life, oh, they may learn things and hear things. And, Lord, we know it is a hostile, wicked world they're growing up in. Oh, Lord, help them to remember and to hold the things they're taught by their dear parents, and even to unlearn anything they might learn which is contrary to the word of God in their school days. But oh, for this, Lord, above everything, we pray that the dear Holy Spirit may so work in them. Oh, that their minds begin to teach them. And if it could please thee to begin to teach them in their young and tender years, it will save them from thousands of snares. We're sure of it, Lord. Oh, we know in our own experience when we were caught in our dear one, the fact that there was working in us, Lord, saved us from things we might have done which we shouldn't have done, which we shouldn't do. We believe it did save us from those things. And it was proved, Lord, that as we've been saved and kept, it was wholesome and good for our future life. Oh, Lord, thou knowest all our desire for our dear young friends. Oh, Lord, watch over them, keep them. But above all, do teach them by thy Spirit, Lord. Bring them into concern to know their need of thee. Make thyself precious to them, if it could please thee, Lord. Jesus made the one thing needful. Lord, bless them. Oh, we do beg, Lord, for them. And in our families, Lord, of the many families we know, the dear friends in the Church of God up and down the land, we carry anxiety for our loved ones, some of them grown up now and gone their way. Some have, Lord, gone and headlong urged their wild career. Oh, we'll not have to do with thee. I will not have this man to reign over me. But Lord, we know thy mighty grace is able. Thou art able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by thee. And Lord, thou art able to bring them to come unto thee. Oh, thou canst stop vile rebels in their wild career. We pray, we watch, we wait for thy appearing. There was quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me, or I die. Work, Lord. Work among the families and in the churches. And Lord, also we would not restrict our prayers to, Lord, our own families and churches. But Lord, oh, we know and believe thou wilt call thy dead elect, and we are to inquire of thee for it. Oh, are there any in this area, around these parts, whom thou hast appointed unto glory. Oh, thou must work in them and deal with them and teach them, and if it could be thy will to bring them to come and gather with the friends here. We know and have witnessed, with some we know and love now in thy name, how thou didst bring them unto Zion with their faces there, the Lord. Lord, oh, what a witness of what the Lord can do, and what thou wilt do according to thy will. Oh, do let thy work appear, Lord, unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Be with all thy servants, Lord. Be with all thy people, wherever they gathered now. We think of those in other parts of the world. Some in some parts, Lord, their Sabbath already over. Others more in the earlier part of the Sabbath. But, Lord, thou art omnipresent. We remember our friends. We remember Tim in America, Lord. Who knoweth, we especially think of him. And, Lord, others too. And many we do not know. Oh, we pray that in the living family of God, thy people tonight may know the favour to enjoy salvation full and free. Lord, work and bless souls. Oh, hear us for our country, Lord. Thou knowest how day by day we call upon thee for it and confess our national sins. Lord, have mercy on us. Oh, may there yet be those raised up who will fear thy name to rule over us. Oh, Lord, if it could please thee. Hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place, Lord. Come and help us now. We feel so much we need thee now. Do come, dear Lord. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 755. Forgiveness, 'tis a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. Lord, may this bliss in me be found. May I redeeming grace enjoy. Hymn 755.
as the Lord may help us, friends, I would direct you to that portion we read, the second portion this morning, in St. John's Gospel, the 8th chapter, and go into the verse 32, where we concluded reading this morning. And also, in the context here, seeing the verse 36, I commend to you to consider tonight, as the Lord may help us, the words in the 32nd verse, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You will have remembered that. I think it was in the concluding lines of our first hymn this morning. And the Lord had given me the reading, friends, before we come along. And I trust we have proved already some witness of the Spirit today. But without presumption, I would express my desire and hope and a little confidence that we may prove it tonight. The reality of the Lord's words here to these people was, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." We know these were those believing Jews, and we know as we read on in this context here, the Lord speaking further to them, after they had brought questions, there is some solemn uncertainty and some points which give doubt relating to how they stood. But the statement in the 36th verse the Lord makes so clearly, so perfectly, that is the very reality of what, whether we're in the secret or not, whether we know this favour or not, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." That's the most true, sure, complete statement, the Lord himself making it. This is the truth. This is the truth of God from the holy lips of the Son of God. And so, if the question was brought, and it would seem remarkable to me that their friend spoke of the ministry of one many years ago, and how he brought a solemn question, "What is truth?" And you know, what is truth is what God says. And here, what the Son of God says. But how is it known? It's known in the hearts and lives and experiences of God's people. And if you come up tonight feeling concerned as to where, as to how you stand, being anxious and concerned whether you really know the truth or not, whether you really are a child of God or not, though you may have been in the way some good few years, yet in these last few days or weeks or months you may have been much tempted, harassed and perplexed by Satan. And you may have fallen, backslidden. God's people do sadly fall and do sadly backslide. And oh, it brings many great questions in our concern. God gives us, and we question things and we wonder where the scene will end, whether we are really ever going to be favoured again to know that we've sung of just now, that wonderful forgiveness. And so tonight, I believe you will be able to consider and led to by the Spirit, if you are really in this, that what you need is this favour of being made free. And how the Lord speaks here. And we know he spoke to these believing Jews, and we know there's then doubt coming in upon it. Not what he said, but how they were. Let us just read these verses carefully. "Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. How faithful the Lord was. How gracious he was. Perfect in holiness, grace and truth. Speaking faithfully to these believing Jews. And you may say, well, some of them were troubled with unbelief. Yes, they were. Are you troubled with unbelief? Shall we consider then, friends, may we be helped to? Are we amongst those that have been favoured to believe? To continue in he says, if ye continue in my word. Do you continue in God's word? What the Lord spoke to you, as the devil, as it were, caused it to be so covered up, is through the treachery of your wicked heart, your wanderings, your backslidings, caused it to be clouded over. The Lord withdrawn, you feeling in darkness, feeling far off, feeling so much specially to need the Lord to return to you. You remember what the Lord says by the prophet. He says, return unto me, and I will return unto you. And so I pray the Lord will give you light and understanding, and me too, when we're in these places, spots and places in experience, that we may know the fault is in us, and be brought to confess it, brought to repent of it, brought to know godly sorrow that works repentance. Then we can have and will have and be given some hope of the Lord restoring us. Oh, do you know repentance? Do you know godly sorrow? Do you know trouble? Feeling guilty over unbelief, feeling troubled, knowing the bondage and considering and acknowledging the cause of the bondage. Oh, knowing the prison house experience and why you're in prison. Why are people, and you young people, I hope you can listen to this, why are people sent to prison? Because they've done wrong. Why do God's people find themselves in the prison house? Because they've grieved their God by sinning against him. Because they've wandered. Because they've been neglectful. Because they've been left in looseness and left under the dictates of their old nature. Fallen and backslidden. They find themselves in the prison house. They find themselves in bondage. They want liberty. They long for liberty. And oh, if you're really in it and in that way, the Lord is so working in you. This word, these words the Lord spoke will be very blessed to you. Very wonderful to you. Oh, if you can by faith believe them, if God strengthens your little faith, which seems to be so small now because of the inroads of Satan. Oh, if he strengthens your little faith and causes you to begin to be able to believe again. Oh, then these words will be so wonderful. If the Son shall make you free, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I've many times been led, and particularly in the last few years, to the words of the apostle, to the Ephesians. there in that second chapter. I believe we have a very close and deep and blessed savour of this secret of God's blessing set forth, where the apostle speaks in writing to those Ephesians, reminding them of where they were, reminding them of how prone they are to wander, and sometimes far off, and were aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel. You know, it will be profitable to you, poor soul, if you can look back and remember where you were. Look back to the hole of the pit from whence you digged. Remember what the Lord's done for you in quickening you into life. You would never have had any concern without quickening. You would never have been alive if he hadn't quickened you. Never been spiritually alive. May the dear Spirit help you to reflect and to remember and to dwell upon the favours you know by God's grace. And though it may be dark now and you feel cold and far off, oh, may you be able, as God gives light and the sweet remembrance that comes, that you may remember all the way the Lord thy God's led thee, what he has done for you, those things that he has done for you which the devil can't erase. And if you feel low and cold and far off now, may even those things brought by the sweet remembrance are to your mind, and God enabling you to acknowledge truly that it was not the will of man, this my soul's new heavenly birth began, that it was God beginning in you. You know, I believe the Spirit can so work to give the beginning of the shining of light again. You know that shining of the Lord, the sun shine of the Lord's presence, of the Lord's love, in the ways according to experience that you have known of God's favour to you. Even though it may much seem you're in a prison there, but God's way, the way to liberty is found. The sun shall make you free. Yes, this is God's way, bringing sinners out of the prison house, bringing them into liberty, God giving them a real deep concern and an earnestness in seeking and real confession and real repentance. And the dear Lord begins to return. And oh, wonderful. It is if the Son, therefore, shall make you free. The Son of God, he who too is the Son of Righteousness, he who is that one upon whom your hopes of heaven depend, if the Son therefore shall make you free, God making his people free. Oh, we do want to know and experience those things that God does, and with his power, and how he is effectual in his purpose to do, to accomplish in his people those things according to his will. See, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free. Make you. You will say, I believe, well, that's what I need, because from myself and in myself, I haven't got any inclination in myself to do it. I haven't got any ability to do it. I must look out and away from myself to the Lord. And so there's this blessed favour of reliance upon the Lord. And oh, those that really need him, those that really look to him, those that really long for him to return, those that really want to know this freedom of the love of God, the love of Christ, they are brought to this. Lord, thou must do it. Thou, O Christ, art all I want, all in all, in thee I find. I believe, friends, there are those of you who are being so weaned from all your lordly self. You are being dealt with by God, God sanctifying you by his Spirit, as he's dealing with you, and in deep ways the Lord even leaving you at times, to your own devices, that you might prove, and friends, carefully I would say to you, I'm not setting forth something which has got any inclination towards God being the author of sin. No, of course he's not. But when you have wandered, when you have fallen under the allowance of heaven, and then God in a profound way dealing with you, can you see, have you got any light to see and know and feel that the Lord is dealing with you in love, teaching you to profit? You're losing much, and the flesh certainly dislikes the way. But oh, in the reality of faith, that blessed faith we've been singing of, you know the true favour of it, the reality of it, of this favour of knowing the truth, is God's love to you. God's purposes of love and mercy. He's dealing with you as with sons and daughters, because ye are sons, oh, daughters of the Most High God. He's dealing with you in these ways to favour you in his time, to bless you, to bring you out into a wealthy place, to truly set you at liberty, that you may truly know and be able to testify of the love of God, the love of Christ, to know and taste redeeming love. This is what the Lord's doing for you, before you working, and in you too, to guide you right and bring you through, and bring you out into liberty, the liberty of the gospel. We don't hear much of testimony of the liberty of the gospel in these days, friends. But I'm sure of this, and I hope I know it by personal experience, what the Lord's favoured me to know, that it is very, very important and to be sought for by God's people to know the favour of the liberty of the gospel. I felt it good that their friends should choose that hymn we've just sung on forgiveness. Joyful sound. Oh, that wonderful forgiveness. And the desire, may this bliss in me be found. May I redeeming love expire, grace expire. To know it, friends, to know the favour of it, to know it with liberty and joy, to know joy and peace in believing. This is God's purpose, friends. This is God's will. This is what God's appointed for his people to know. And we must know it here in time. And this favour, this special grant of heaven will prepare us and make us fit to sing God's praises forevermore in glory. I'm sure of it. That God's purpose is this, and God favours his people to know it in their personal experiences. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Speaking to these believing Jews, but naming them also, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Friends, we are, I hope, brought to know that us continuing in God's word depends upon the grace of God. We could never keep ourselves in continuing in God's word. But can you find in yourselves experience the reality of the favour of continuing in God's word, in the Lord's word? Well, you say, I have doubts over this. I'm troubled about it. But continuing in the word is continuing to know and acknowledge that we're saved by grace, saved by faith. The great favour of God, the gift and calling of God, the favour of God, the blessing of God, the Lord, is by faith. It's by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And we're, I believe, having to learn it. God's, in his love and kindness, is teaching us it more and more. Not anything depending on us, but everything depending on God. But not in a, and I touched upon it this morning, not in a fatalistic way will we hold this. I believe the Lord, by His Spirit, by the Spirit of God working in God's people, will teach His people well, that they are concerned and made to be concerned, to be depending upon God, looking to Him and seeking Him. None can keep alive his own soul, but God will give His people a concern that they might know their souls are being kept alive by God. And by grace they are in life. They have the grace of life and the grace of faith given, and that favour of believing in Christ and hoping in Him and hanging on to Christ by faith. He being very precious. Yes. And ye shall know the truth. Know it. The truth regarding you. Of how you stand. How you are. The truth of God, God's truth, but the truth also as relating to you, whether He loves you or no, whether you're in the secret or no. Everything brought to the test, the reality of the trial of faith, which is much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, that it might be found under praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The reality of being brought along through trial, through tribulation, and the favour of knowing that favour of grace in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, that enduring of the favour of grace in you, enduring trials and tribulations, going through, not making shipwreck, because grace is in you. Grace upholds you. Grace keeps you. And the real proving of it. Oh, you fear you would fall away. But you can't fall away because grace, you have the grace of God. And this is the reality of it, which is proved. Proved under temptation. Proved under the assault of Satan. Proved in tribulation. Proved in the depths. It's proved that God, that life in you, Christ in you, you possess a life which can never die. The Lord favours His people. They are in His sight the righteous. They hold on their way. They are Jehovah's choice. They're loved of God. They hold on their way. They do not fall away. They do not go back under perdition. So can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you feel the blessedness of it? Though you will say, I'm not what I would be. I so feel so much. Oh, the poverty of my heart, my awful sad state, my wicked heart, my badness, my vileness. But the Lord loves His people. With an everlasting love. He's sent His dear Son for them. Given His dear Son for them. He has suffered at Calvary. Ye shall know the truth in this way. Sin, the wages of sin is death. This is the truth. Ye shall know it in this way. As we read and as I know it's referenced to. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know it. And what is so solemn to you, you know that everything that you are left to be involved in of sinning brings death, brings darkness, brings coldness. God is grieved, and He turns His face from you. He hides His face. But knowing it in the experience of it and being brought to the favour again of being restored, oh, we learn lessons. This is how God teaches us lessons, how to live and firmly to believe. He teaches His people in the experiences they must know, and much of it according to their own folly and falling, and they pray to him, Lord save or I perish. Brought to solely rely on grace, the grace of God, to plead for mercy again and again, to prove grace to help in time of need, the time of need of your folly, the time of need of your falling, and needing the Lord to restore. Ye shall know the truth. And is it not, friends, when we really know the truth and feel solemnly, the truth of the matter in our case is, I've sinned, Lord, and done wickedly. I'm guilty, Lord. I have grieved thee, Lord. And to feel it like that and to come before God, honestly confessing, honestly acknowledging, this is knowing the truth. Ye shall know the truth. But friends, I believe in the most blessed, highest way, ye shall know the truth. It's knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. He who is the way, the truth and the life. Ye shall know the truth. What the Lord was saying here, ye shall know me. Ye shall know me. They shall all know him. All know him from the least of them to the greatest. Ye shall know the truth. Ye shall know your Jesus. Oh, ye shall know your Jesus crucified. And well, you'll be taught it, this favour. It exceeds all things beside. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I can but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. He's bringing you back. He's drawing you near. You're coming toward the foot of the cross. He's revealing himself, your Lord, your Saviour, your dear Redeemer. He's drawing you by his love. Yeah. Oh, to know the truth. To know your Jesus. To know your Jesus crucified. He's bringing you into liberty. He's bringing you to taste that holy joy and peace in believing. We were preaching in the north from those words in one of the Psalms. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's bringing you into the favour to know and taste redeeming love. Wonderful. How good our gracious God is. In that He doesn't spurn us away and leave us to ourselves forever. He has a way and purpose to return and to draw his people again by his love. Drawn they are by the cause of a man. And oh, they are so drawn by him to himself. And wonderfully they know and prove he's their ever-loving Lord. His never dying love to them. Oh, his wonderful love. He loves the loveless. He loves those that are faltering and in folly and they show such lack of love to him. But he loves us. He loved us ere we fell. And he loves us when we have fallen and backslidden. His love is from everlasting to everlasting upon and toward his people. And so you begin to feel it. You shall know the truth and believe in him and see him and hear his voice and be drawn to him and know the power of the love of Christ. To know that wonderful power of the love of Christ. To know that wonderful liberty of the gospel. That wonderful forgiveness. Oh, to know your sins are put away. The Lord to say to you, I died that thou mayest live. Oh, to be led to Calvary to see him there. Oh, to have that brightest evidence of faith to behold your Lord in your wretched place. The Lord God is a sun and shield. And here he is in that way, as you see him by faith suffering in your place. On the cross of Calvary, where the Holy Father laid on him all the iniquity of his people, The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We like sheep have gone astray, but the Lord has laid on him, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, and he's paid the price of our pardon. He's brought in that wonderful favour, full redemption. By the price he paid of his own heart's blood, his sufferings, oh, his death, his poured out blood, oh, his people, saved by his sacrifice, oh, the favour to be brought by grace to believe it, to be able to believe by God's special grant of sufficient faith, strong enough faith, to enable you to believe. You believe by faith. Your special gift, liberty, brought into liberty, set free. Free from bondage. Free in the favour of it. Your sins gone, put away, blotted out. Oh, holy peace flowing into the soul. Holy joy and peace in believing. Friends, this is a blessed favour. And we know here, though, in the context, things are not really fully clear regarding these characters the Lord spoke to. But we know to his true disciples who are truly taught by the Spirit, and this is what you want to know and I need to know, that we're truly brought by God's teaching to know our wretched state, to know our need, to feel our guilt, and be brought to confession and repentance, and true godly sorrow flowing in our hearts. We feel in the grief for grieving him, especially in that way as we may have tasted the Lord's gracious in past days and then fallen or backslidden and needing the Lord to restore us, and standing in wonder when he returns, when he shows his same love and his holy pleasure toward us of the fact that he has suffered and paid the price and that we are his. Oh, his love to us. Oh, here he says, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Daughter, go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. The same blessed reality of the favour God brings in his people's experiences. He seals to their hearts and souls. As we have here, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I began to touch upon those things set forth by Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians. You know that wonderful word. Ye sometimes were far off. And you may have been far off recently, and may have felt it even today. But oh, when God in mercy restores you, revives you in spiritual reality of favour, and you come into that, brought nigh by the blood of Christ. What does it mean? I believe it means being brought into a closeness of blessed favour of the love of God, the love of the Father, that favour of communion with God, fellowship with God. Wonderful what the hymn writer states in one of the verses. He says, we have fellowship with God through the mediator's blood. And this is being brought nigh by the blood of Christ. The way God brings his people nigh is he applies to them, gives them the faith. They are enabled to believe. They have the blood applied, sprinkled with the blood of Christ by faith, clothed in his righteousness, believing in him, that wonderful divine atonement on. I was very much struck by one of the hymns we sung at our late dear friend Timothy Rutt's funeral. That sacred hymn, which has it stated in it, with the Lord's divine atonement on. Oh, how his people are safe and secure and favoured and blessed. And this is the way they are made ready to go home and to be. Land is safe in heaven. That divine atonement on. We know in the words we read in Romans, the apostle spoke of it there, we have received the atonement. Oh, do you long for this? Some of you have known it. Do you want it restored? To know the favour, to be under that blessed favour, having that divine, holy atonement of Christ on you. Oh, that application of the holy blood of Christ brought nigh, by the blood of Christ brought into freedom, into liberty, brought out of bondage, set free, brought into liberty, joy and peace in believing, and to be in that freeness of favour before God and under God, to be able in a free, blessed way to talk with your God, to have communion with your God, fellowship with God. The apostle says our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I do covet it, friends, for myself and for you, that we may be brought into it, know it. Know this blessed freeness, this fullness of favour of God, God's blessing, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, he addeth no sorrow. Oh, may it be his favour and purpose, even from this evening hour, if it could please him, to so bless souls that they may go on their way, truly go on their way rejoicing in glorious hope, knowing these favours of the blessing of the Lord that truly maketh rich, the liberty of the gospel, joy and peace in believing. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £660, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman again next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 869. Give glory to God, ye children of men, and publish abroad again and again the Son's glorious merit, the Father's free grace, the gifts of the Spirit to Adam's lost race. Hymn 869.
Thou knowest how sacred and blessed heart hymns are to us. Oh, we would give thee all the glory, Lord. All the glory shall be thine, regarding those who dost bless with liberty, pardon and peace. We pray, Lord, from this evening now, thou wilt get to thyself all the honour and glory, as we have sung. Oh, help the dear friends to so be exercised to give it. Lord, we know it needs the enabling grace of God. Do enable them. Do enable me. Help us to live to thy praise. Lead us on. Lead us in the way everlasting. We beg for Jesus' sake. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.